Do you get a notification in?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's devotions. Good to have everybody in school today. Well, maybe, Robert. Maybe. So, all right, let's stand up and say our pledges, and we're going to get started. All right, pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this being Wednesday. We pray now that we might get something out of this devotion that we can use in our own lives, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Title of this morning's devotional is Fear Thou Not. I'm going to talk to you about a shoe. I'm going to talk to you about a shoe. Didn't that sound like a good one? A shoe? Hi, Ava. Hi, Ava. How are you guys today? I'm going to talk to you about a shoe. Doesn't that look like a good shoe? Huh? I'm going to talk to you about that shoe. Now, this is, believe it or not, this is a very special shoe. You know, even though it doesn't look that special, this is a very special shoe. And I'm going to tell you a story about this shoe and how this shoe became looking the way it did. Okay? A lot of you don't have any idea about this story. But back in July 1st, 1994, my Mrs. Storm and I, we were going to a wedding, and we were going to go to Iowa City, Iowa, to a wedding. And we went to the airport about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I pre-flighted the airplane. We were all getting all ready to go, and we were going to fly out of Green Bay to Iowa to this wedding, and we got in the airplane. We started up like it always did, and ran just as like it always did, and we took off, went down the runway, and the plane took off just like it always did. We went up over a woods, and we got over a woods, and all of a sudden, the plane started to come down, and it was doing what's known as a flat drop. The plane was here in the air, and it was coming down just like this. And what had happened is we got into some wind shear on takeoff, and it pushed us down into a woods. And I landed on top of some trees that was in this woods. I landed right on top of the trees, and we were there for just a couple minutes. And then the right wing came up, and we went down through there, and we crashed on the ground. And so this shoe was on my left foot, and my left foot was up underneath the instrument panel, kind of like this here, and I couldn't get my foot out. And the plane was on fire, and there was flames coming through the firewall from the engine compartment into the cockpit. And my foot was underneath the instrument panel like this here. I couldn't get it out. I had no feeling at all on my left side of my body. I couldn't feel my left arm. I couldn't move my left arm. I couldn't move my leg. I couldn't move anything. I was totally trapped in that airplane. I could not get out. I was my foot was underneath the instrument panel, and so Mrs. Storm was sitting in the co-pilot seat, and then my daughter was behind me, and she was able to get out. My daughter was able to get out. And now my foot is up underneath the instrument panel like this, and I can't get it out. And I told my daughter was about 15 years old at the time, and I told her, I said, in my pocket is a knife, and I'll tell you how to cut my leg off. I didn't want to burn to death. And I told her, I said, I'll tell you how to cut my leg off. And she said, well, Dad, I can't do that. I said, yeah, you can. I said, if you have to, I want you to cut my leg off, and I'll tell you how to do it. And now the flames were coming through the firewall into the cockpit. My foot was about like this here under the instrument panel. I couldn't get it out. She reached in those flames, and took my foot, and she twisted my foot around, and she pulled my foot out from underneath there. Now, my shoe, if you look here on the bottom, you'll see that my shoe was on fire. The shoe was burning while it was on my foot. This whole side over here was all on fire. This was all on fire. And it wasn't going to be long, and we were going to burn up. And but she got my foot out, and Mrs. Storm pushed, and she pulled, and they were able to get me out of the airplane and slide me across the wing, and got me about 150 feet away from the airplane. All of a sudden, there was a big ka-woof, and the whole thing was totally engulfed in flames. I mean, that's how close we came to burning up in that airplane. And she took this shoe off my foot, burning. Now, this shoe was on fire, and she took it off my foot, and she threw it away from the airplane. Had she dropped it right by the airplane, we all would have been gone right now, because there was fuel, airplane fuel, all underneath the airplane. And but she threw it about 150 feet away from the airplane, so it didn't start anything on fire, which was really, really kind of good, because none of us burned up then. But if you take a look at the shoe, you'll see how the bottom of it's all melted and the side of it's all melted. And I had to have some surgery done on my ankle and on my leg because of it. But you know, when I was laying on the ground, I have, if you notice my head here, I've got a scar right here. And that scar I got from the plane crash. And my whole face was all full of blood, and I didn't know how bad I was hurt. All I knew is I couldn't move my left side of my body at all. And so as I was there and laying there, I looked up in the sky, and I could see these just puffy white clouds just kind of floating across. And this is what I told God. I said, you know what, God, I said, I'm ready to come home if you want to take me. I said, I'm ready to, you know, leave now if you want to take me home, because there's not many people that make it through a plane crash, you know what I mean, especially being injured and things like that. But God brought a verse to my mind, and this is the verse that he brought me. It's found in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, and it says this. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And the minute that verse came to my mind, I had never memorized it or anything else, but somehow that verse came to my mind. And I knew then that I was going to be okay. I knew that God had more for me to do than what I was doing. I wasn't a pastor then. I was a police officer, and I was working in dairy commodities and things like that. I wasn't a pastor. But through that plane crash, God called me into the ministry. And I've kept this shoe for, well, it's been 25 years. I've had this shoe. And I keep it on my desk at home, and every time I look at it, it reminds me of our plane crash. And but we need to realize this, is that we need to fear thou not. You know, many times we get into situations where we can't do it ourselves. You know, there's times when you're going to have things happen to you in life where you think, you know what, I can't go on anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't do my paces anymore because it's just too hard. But, you know, the Bible says, fear thou not, because God is with us. Well, we need to realize that even in a plane crash, you know, God was it with me. and all through my life, God has been with me. And I want you to realize that God's with you, too. And you just got to remember that. Just when things are getting tough and you think, I can't go on, just think of this shoe. Think of the shoe and how that this shoe represents God being with us. And so we need to take in fear thou not, for God is with us. He says, be not dismayed, for I am the God. I will strengthen thee. You know, in our weakest times sometimes, God is there to give us the strength we need to go through. You know, I was laying on the ground. I couldn't move. I mean, there was no way I was going to do anything on my own. But yet God strengthened me. He gave me the strength to carry on. He gave me the strength to go on to the next day. And that's what we need to realize, that each of us can be strengthened if we only allow God to take and strengthen us. And he said, I will help thee. Many times we need help, and we don't know where we can get our help from. But God is always there to take and help us. And anytime I look at this shoe, I think, yep, God was there to help me. He helped me get out of that plane crash. He helped me to come down here to Arizona and start this church. He helped me to take and do the things that we've been able to get through the last 21 years. And whenever you need help, just think of this shoe. Think of this shoe and how God can take and help you get through the things that you need to get through in life. And then it says, I will uphold thee with their right hand of righteousness. What is a right hand? Do you know that a right hand is your strong hand? Most people are right-handed, and that's your strong hand. And God said that he will hold us up with his strong hand. He'll grab a hold of us, and he'll hang on to us with his right hand. And I believe that's what he did that day in the plane crash, is that he grabbed a hold of me with his right hand, and he held on to me with his right hand. And, you know, through that, why, this here shoe means a lot. It really does. Doesn't look like much, does it? It's all burnt, and it's all kind of, I had a cleaning lady one time that wanted to throw it out, and then I told her the story, and she goes, oh, I guess you don't want to throw that out, do you? I said, no, we're not going to throw that out. But so anyway, but that's the story of this whole shoe. Even though it doesn't look like much, it has a good story to tell. And we just need to remember that we should fear thou not. And if we fear thou not, God's going to take and help us get through everything that we need to get through. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us as we get our paces done. Help us get all of our goals done today. Help us to have a good day today and a good night tonight at church. Father, we just thank you so much for loving us. Thank you now for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we're going to have school in the Lori Learning Center's been here today. We're putting your offices together today downstairs. And so next week you will be downstairs instead of up here. All right? Any questions? What? Oh, yeah? Oh. Okay. All right. All right. Everybody knows what you need to get done. Let's roll. Thanks, Dana.